This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The weather in Athens, Greece today was low 50s, a little bit of rain. Not enough, though, to put a damper on celebrations by the far-left Syriza party, whose leader, Alexis Tsipras, was sworn in as that country's new prime minister this morning. The election yesterday was fought over austerity and what it means for growth and how far Greek creditors in Northern Europe, which is to say Germany, can be pushed by a new Greek government intent on rolling back some of the budget cuts and economic reforms imposed in return for multi-billion-dollar bailouts. So the question, of course, is now what happens? From Athens, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that.
Triumphant Alexis Tsipras, leader of the left-wing Syriza party, promised the Greeks he would now end the pain and humiliation of the budget cuts. And he broke into English to send the same message to the rest of the European Union.
Our common future in Europe is not the future of austerity. It's the future of democracy, solidarity and cooperation.
Syriza believes that it will throw off the yoke of German-inspired austerity. John Milios, the party's chief economist, says other heavily indebted southern European countries will rise up too and follow suit.
Change in Greece is going to be the beginning of a change all over Europe, starting, of course, from the south, where the problems are bigger.
Spain, Portugal and Italy will jump on the anti-austerity bandwagon and gang up on the Germans, claims Syriza. George Katrouglas, a member of the European Parliament for the party, says don't blame Greece if the EU falls apart.
It could break up, but it would break up not because of us, but because of the German persistence on policies that they have clearly failed.
But not everyone sees Syriza as a dynamic new force leading the charge against Germany's crippling rigidity, nor as a new broom which will sweep away corruption and pork barrel politics at home.
They appear to be something new.
But they're not.
But they're not.
John Loulis, leading Greek political analyst, is not impressed with Syriza's people, or Greek politicians generally.
The people who get involved in politics are the pits, who, if they were not in politics, would be unemployed.
Many Syriza activists come from the Greek public sector, he sniffs, not a guarantee of efficiency or dynamism. As the new government prepares to do battle over austerity on the European stage, millions of Greeks will be hoping that this time Loulis is wrong. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.